Let's catch up with here with the head coach of the Winston Lady Redbirds and Ashley Mazurkiewicz. The Lady Redbirds, they got home games this week, and they've had a few home games, a couple of games in a jamboree, and a road win at Tri-County thus far this season. So coming out of Labor Day, Winston could really establish itself in the HDC as somebody that folks in the conference going to have to deal with. It's been a lot of runs put on the board thus far for the Lady Redbirds. As Coach Mazurkiewicz joins us, Coach, a great start to the season. I'm looking at your schedule here, and all I'm seeing is a bunch of victories. So the girls have been putting the ball in play and scoring a lot of runs for you.
Yes, they absolutely have. They're hitting the ball hard and aggressive on the bases and taking care of business on defense as well.
So you have 13, 9 from Winston, 4 from Pattonsburg is the breakdown this year. Pattonsburg, obviously not able to, with 4, mm-hmm. have a team. But the 4 that you got from Pattonsburg, what have they kind of added to your recipe this year?
The girls that we brought over from Pattonsburg have been great to work with. We have 2 freshmen, then sophomore Caitlin Jones and junior Jaden Barraza coming over from Pattonsburg. So definitely brought some speed with Jones, and Jaden has some speed too, and then some solid bats as well. So it's been a good mix there.
It's a good problem to have, but you have 5 victories thus far. I think the first 2, Marion County and Madison, were they? They couldn't have been in jamboree. So you're 5-0 at this point, right, Coach?
Correct.
And really, all 5 of the games, you've had double-digit runs. You've given up a total of 3. So folks that are listening to this interview, they've been lopsided. Are you kind of interested to see how the girls react when they get themselves into a close ball game?
I am. I'm looking forward to it, to see what they do when they are faced with some more intense competition, and see how they react and handle themselves.
Yeah.
But I think they're ready for it. We're waiting to see when it comes.
If it comes tonight, let's see, East Harrison, they gave Gilman City pretty good battle last week, if memory serves. So do you have any sort of scouting report or what your expectations are of East Harrison tonight?
We saw them in the jamboree. So we saw them a few weeks ago and played well against them. Pretty consistent pitcher, and we'll just come out and with our player best ball and take care of business is playing.
Yeah, you've been scoring so many runs. Has it been up and down the lineup with girls putting the ball in play and getting run scored?
We really have. Throughout the lineup has been putting the ball in play, and they're able to hit the ball, but we've been working on some short game too, and the girls are just sponges wanting to learn, wanting to improve constantly, so it's been great.
What are the areas that you look at? You kind of look at big picture. You would like to win a conference title, certainly. You'd like to be a factor getting into districts and make a lot of noise there. In order to kind of reach the ceiling that you kind of get a sense of what the girls have this year, what are the areas that you concentrate on and say, if we get better in these areas, we can do a lot of things here in October?
I think just learning the ball game and realizing that they can be good ball players is really just the biggest battle here, just the little pieces of the game that they don't have experience with, but they want to learn. Like I said, they want to learn. They're listening. They're improving constantly, and I mean, they're just doing a great job. It's kind of a coach's dream.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were saying, because a lot of girls they go out for the sport and they think, okay, on offense I hit the ball, and on defense I catch the ball and throw it where it needs to go. But there's a lot more to the game than that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and just finding our leaders on the field, and just trying to get us to communicate and just all play together and realize just the small things, where to go with the ball, when to go there, how to take a, just the little things that we're just perfecting.
Thrower wise, who do you have as kind of your ace pitcher so far this year, Coach?
Courtney Estes has been on the mound for us most of the time.
What makes her good in putting up numbers for you to this point?
She's very consistent. She hasn't had to throw a lot of pitches this far because you've talked about how many runs we put on the board, so we've had some run rule games. But she is able to, you know, she's able to throw a lot of pitches. She's consistent, and then she lets her defense work behind her, and she trusts them, so.
As it pertains to the conference, and I know that you'd be the first one to tell the girls, don't overlook tonight, But Thursday, that Mercer-Winston game at your place Thursday, that looms as a big one. Is it one that you guys, at least as a coaching staff, kind of have mentally circled at this point?
Yes. This is my first year coaching in the HGC, so I'm not don't know as much about these teams, but I have heard and been told, and I know that the girls are ready to take it seriously, and as you said, just one game at a time.
Yeah, Mercer, you know, basketball school, but when you got good athletes, and they do have good athletes, yep. Generally it's going to mean they got a good softball program. I think certainly that is the case. Do you know at this point, Coach, you go up to Canesville, I believe, Saturday for the East Harrison tournament. Do you know who you play first up there?
We have a bye the first round, and then after that I believe it's bye first round, and then at 12:20 we will play the winner of the East Harrison Gilman City game.
So are we talking a bracketed tournament, or is it pool play, or how's
yes.
it working?
Yeah, bracket play.
Bracket play.
Straight
outstanding.
Into bracket.
That is the head coach, Ashley Mazurkiewicz, of the Winston Lady Redbirds. Game at home tonight at 5:30 against East Harrison, at home against Mercer Thursday, and then at the East Harrison tournament Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.